right, Patrick, I need your help. Explain this to me. Explain to me why you call a baseball game and postpone it when it's going to rain, but then subsequently just drizzles. But then last night against the White Sox, the Twins play a game through what at times was a driving rainstorm and never even delay it.
Well, because you didn't want to play the first time and you would use any excuse you could because your stout pitching staff was not in shape. What were we doing? We were worried about, we had a day off and then a bullpen game.
Right? Yes. And Maeda was going to pitch.
And Maeda was going to pitch, but they didn't want Maeda. They wanted Maeda to pitch after Hap. Hap was going to pitch Sunday anyway.
Correct.
But if they moved if they let Maeda pitch Sunday, then they would have had to have Hap pitch Monday against the Whiteys. It was all based on not wanting to play, and the fact that they played yesterday made him look even more absurd than for calling that game off 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, 1,000%. Yeah. It looked ridiculous.
Yeah, and of course, the great thing is the forecast was for like 30% rain, right?
Yes.
30% chance of rain.
Yep.
So they just didn't want to play. I don't know if they've ever admitted that, though, have they?
Nope.
I know that they basically admitted it when they sent emails to everyone they had on the ticket list and gave them four tickets. In addition to the replacement tickets, they gave them four tickets to any game they could get in on. I think I think there were certain games that they couldn't get. But, yeah, it was it made them look even sillier last night. I am surprised that the Checkers maintain their footing as well as they did, aren't you? They all, they threw pretty well.
Well, Barrios changed his shoes after the second, and I don't know if he had better cleats or what, but starting in the third, he actually looked like he had more footing while he was pitching than he did with the shoes he started the game with.
He had a great breaking ball last night.
Oh, it's fantastic.
When he was rolling, that thing was moving left hard. They really screwed up, though. Why did they pitch to that Zach Collins when they got that chump coming up and was hitting a wild right-handed guy hitting 152? You know, Barrios is twice as effective against right-handed hitters as he is left-handed hitters. Why would you not just, pitch around that guy and strike out the next guy? I just made no sense. And, of course, the fact they boxed the ball around that whole inning didn't help me either, but he was really good. But, man, that Rodon's got good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, whether you throw that changeup in there and that breaking pitch with throwing, he's throwing high 90s now. Where did that come from? I know he was a phenom at one time, but, a lot of injuries. But I don't know if the gun was juiced up or what, but they had him at 100 once last night.
I know. Yeah, I know. That was a fun game. And the best part was Cott basically begging Rocco and La Russa to leave the starters in the game because he didn't want to watch the bullpens pitch.
Yeah, he's true. What? I was clicking last night, too, and I ran across the Giants game, and Zach Littell was warming up, right?
Yep.
Why'd they get rid of him? I mean, why not pay him a couple of million? That's all it cost. I mean, he had a good arm. He threw hard. He wasn't a phenomenon, but, to go out and, get Hansel Robles, who was horrible last year, and you could have kept Littell for the same money. I don't quite understand some of the pitching decisions they made.
No.
They're just incredible. They outsmarted themselves into this mess with this pitching staff. That's for sure.
Hey, Patrick, do you think that these guys know about baseball itself? The decisions. So Rocco's in-game decisions and the front office's personnel decisions to me have become really questionable.
Well, I wouldn't question that Rocco. That I know more about baseball than Rocco, but sometimes I don't think that they, I think there's great panic whenever anybody turns an ankle.
Yep.
But there's not great panic when other teams are kicking up rallies, you know, that can win the game for you. That's when you should say, hey, you know, let's figure out something here that gives us the best chance we can possibly have. And as I said last night, it just makes no sense. And Cott pointed that out repeatedly last night, that decision to, you know, not wait for the right-hander to come up. What I didn't hear much of between those guys, although I heard it last time he pitched, was that how Berríos is, you know, how left-handers have killed him all year. And, you know, we haven't discussed that properly, I don't think.
No, you told me that.
Right-hander. I mean, Abreu had no chance against him. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good hitter right there. So, I don't know. The whole thing last night was ludicrous. Because, as we pointed out the other day, Judd, we are certainly in a month from now or two going to start hearing about how all the doubles hitters piled up because of the postponements, even though the White Sox and the Twins both called off games they had no reason to call off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So in within a 3-day period, they called off two games. The Twins were trying to set up their pitching. So then the White Sox said, okay, we'll show you. We'll set up our pitching and have a phony rainout. Their phony rainout, it stopped raining at 3:30 in the afternoon. They called the game off.
Baseball has to control this somehow, too.
Yes,
this is a ridiculous old school. The home team controls if the game starts. If I'm baseball, I'm saying, you know what? There's too much hanky panky going on with this. We're going to take control of starting games.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's no reason not to, for goodness sakes. They're controlling every other thing in there. You know, the other fight I've lost, though, for sure, is the idea that you could not play 7-inning split doubleheaders, that the fans would not put up with that because you're charging a separate admission and then only playing 7 innings. There's no chance. The ship has sailed. 7-inning doubleheaders are a factor of life in baseball, right, in Major League Baseball right now. They're going to, you know, they've done it this year. They've gotten away with it with the splitters, with the 2 7-inning games, and we're never going back to a real doubleheaders anymore.
Which is ridiculous to charge people for. Yes. I mean, just play. Why isn't the rule, if we're going to do this,
play 7, we have to
play straight through. Players hate the split ones too, right?
Yes, and what this does is just give them a longer break to sit around and do nothing and get miffed because they have to do that. So it's but they've decided that they can. The fact that so few of their fans are actually hardcores, that they're just people who casually drop in on baseball 3 times a year, they can get away with it, right? Because they're going to leave in the 6th inning anyway, so what do they care?
Yeah, you might be right. It's just it's the most ridiculous thing in a sport, trying to get, you know, fans to attend, blah, 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 that you charge them for a product that would be much easier to play straight through. So,
well, but the thing they got going for them, I think that they're probably going to do pretty well with this All-Star game. The Home Run Derby is going to be huge, I think, because Ohtani's in it. And he could turn out to be their savior. You know, that people could actually get into that and say, you know, get over their natural prejudices that they like to have the best player in baseball be from this hemisphere, and say this is a phenomenon. We're seeing something baseball has never seen.
Yep.
And you don't get a chance to say that too often. And you know, we talked about that yesterday, but I think he'll do big numbers in the Home Run Derby and perhaps even boost them in for the All-Star game itself.
So he's going to pitch. He's going to hit. We don't know when he's going to pitch. Is that what I saw last?
Don't know when he's going to pitch. Don't know when he's going to hit. And he's also, I think, plans to play in the field too. Because he's a starting outfielder. So
yep.
He would start the game in the outfield, right?
So yep.
He'll be playing in the outfield, and then so he'll hit. And then I don't know if they're going to – are they going to apply normal rules so that he's going to have to come in from the outfield to do his pitching?
They probably will, but they shouldn't care.
Are they going to waive it? You know. Well, I think that what makes it great, though, is if you do it under the normal rules of baseball. You know, that you can say, this guy accomplished this without it being manufactured in any way. Hmm. You know, without it, you know, I think that, because, you know, people who love to be cynical about the modern game, including me, will say, well, you know, if they could have just taken Babe Ruth in the eighth inning in the first ever All-Star game and told him to pitch after he'd already left the game, then, you know, I mean, people, baseball fans are, the old-time baseball fans have a hard time accepting the modern era player, whatever the modern era is, as being better than the old legends. And I don't really have a hard time with that, but maybe something to do with pitching and Gibson and Iron Man and that stuff I do. But I, you know, I have no doubts about the excellence of the modern player, and a lot of the old timers do, because, you know, they have crazy managers who take these guys out of the game, and that makes them lesser men than the guys who played 162 games. How about the guy in Kansas City? We got to like him, Merrifield, right?
Yeah, he's a nice player.
Well, he's played, what, 400, 300 and some in a row, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty phenomenal that you're allowed to do that in the modern game. So, you know, the guy that refuses to leave, there aren't many of those. I remember Morneau one year saying his, before the concussions and everything start, that his goal was to play 162. And, you know, I don't think Guardy ever approved of that. But, of course, Rocco used to.
Oh, Rocco.
Not even mention it.
Rocco's head would spin around.
Yes, that is true. Rocco, you know, last night was in a driving rain. It was quite a stout pitching effort. That was fun to watch, at least the pitching part of it. So
the warning track was flooded. That was my favorite part. It was flooding, and they kept playing the game.
Tell us again why you didn't play 2 weeks ago. Could you explain that to us one more time?
Hey, I got a question for you.
I'm still getting emails from, by the way, from people who drove in from Northwest Iowa and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, they should be pissed. More pissed now. Yeah. Here's my question from a roster standpoint. When every time Donaldson tweaks a hamstring, he's going to miss time, which is absolutely fine. I don't care about that. But why don't they just IL him and make it retroactive so they can get another body?
Yeah, because, you know, he's not going to, you know, they're not going to let him play for, you know, they keep saying, well, yesterday I hear Rocco didn't even mention him, right?
Yeah, I don't think he did.
So he's going to miss 10 days. So I don't know. I have no solution for that. Give me a chance to play the Miranda kit for 10 days, put him on the roster, and and see what he is, what you got here. You know, maybe he'll break in the big leagues with three home runs and six RBIs his first game in the big leagues. He's cooled off, obviously. You're going to cool off after going 5-for-6 with three home runs.
They won big last night, beat the Iowa Cubs like
11-1. And by the way, he'll be making starts here in August. Crafty left-hander Andrew Albers.
I saw your tweet.
Get ready for him. Yeah, he's been pitching good for like a month. He's the best they got. Here he comes. In 2013, he broke in with 17 and a third scoreless. We're going to have a reunion 8 years later.
Where's Cole DeVries? Let's get Cole DeVries back. Let's run it all back.
Cole was pitching for the Twin Cities Cobras, I think, the Minneapolis Cobras, and they won the state title with him 2 years ago, but he didn't pitch last year. I think he gave her up.
Okay.
Cole was pitching town ball for a couple, 3 years. So, for quite a few, I think he started pitching town ball immediately after his pro ball career was over.
Bring him back. Did you?
He was wearing the thing I remember about Cole. He was wearing those tight short suits before PJ Fleck ever showed up in town, man.
So that's where Fleck stole it from. DeVries.
Stole it from former Gopher great Cole DeVries. Yes.
Did you watch the match? Do you like the match? Mickelson and Brady and Rogers and DeChambeau.
Oh, God, no. Was it on last night?
It was on Turner, TNT. I will say this. Bryson DeChambeau might be one of the most unlikable people that you could mic up.
I root against him.
You should.
He won't shut up about angles and numbers and stuff like that. I'm on Team Koepka with him.
Yes. After last night, I am too. He felt he was being picked on by the other people he was playing with and started complaining about why he was the victim of being picked on when it was just good-natured guy crap, which was funny.
But I didn't even know it was, boy, they must not have publicized that too well. I didn't even know it was existing.
I watched a little bit.
I knew it. I remember when it was proposed, but I didn't know it was taking place last night.
Yep. Yeah, no, they...
Who was the other quarterback?
Rodgers.
Oh, did he... were they needling him about the Packers situation?
Yes. Brady did big time, and then they tried to get an answer if he was going to show up for training camp or the start of the season, and he was very, we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure yet. I'm just enjoying my day out here. I don't think he's going... I do not think he is going to show up.
No, he doesn't. He's not going to... He's not... The guy who wants to be, known as a hypocrite. I don't think he doesn't want to be known as the second coming of Favre,
Yep.
Who changes his mind every 5 minutes. So.
You know what I also have come to believe about him, especially in the past few months? I think he's sort of tired of football. I think he's one of these guys that, unlike Favre, I don't think it makes him go.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's a great competitor, but I think the part of the reason he doesn't want to come back is because they kicked the field goal. The competitive nature of him says this was, the hell with you. I want to go somewhere where they want to win, So
I don't blame him.
Where they're praying they might get the ball back. He wants to go somewhere where they, he's jealous of the fact that Aaron's basically turned that team over to Brady. He's jealous of that. And then they won the Super Bowl after they let Brady start being the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And I think he's jealous of that. He wants to find a place like that. So,
all right, sir. We will talk to you on Friday.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll be out there fighting for their lives momentarily.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.